Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Today, one brother asked me many questions in one sentence or one text message. He told me, may Allah love him inshaAllah, I love him for Allah. He said, how I have istiqamah, how I keep myself focused, how I can do over all the time good deed, how I capture my nafs, and many another question. And all of them interrelated. And I will share with you some major advice and some major questions. Because all his question is not one moment things. Think about what you're thinking about it. Try to reflect and see what you're thinking about. Make yourself vigilant about what you're thinking about. Follow the good deed by good deed. One of the early people used to say, the sign of acceptance Allah of your good deed, see if Allah allow you to follow it by good deed. And remember to have all this with humble and humility. And remember, even if Allah allow you to do good deed, be careful about it and humble yourself and remember Allah is using you and don't give yourself a credit. And remember, very soon you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you're going to go to either one destination, either Jannah or Jahannam. Remember the journey of death. Remember the journey after death in the grave. All this part of the mu'min supposed to be always think about it. And remember the major meeting, the ultimate meeting, the meeting of your Lord, when you're going to stand in the front face to face, no any translator between you and your Lord. And after this meeting, the final destination. And this is what the early people and the companion used to worry about it, this meeting. And remember, if all what the point I shared with you before, think about it. And think about it, what I'm thinking about it most. And remember, the whole dunya and what it contains, actually, it is the preparation of the meeting between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, be generous with people, Allah will be generous with you. Give to people, Allah give you. Love Allah and love the people for Allah, Allah will love you. Do for Allah, Allah will do for you. Be with Allah, Allah will be for you. Remember Allah, Allah remember you. Thank Allah, Allah will increase His bounty to you. Be content with Allah, Allah will put barakah in your action. Have humble and humility in your life and with you dealing with everybody, Allah will elevate you. Be content with what Allah give you, Allah will be content with you, and if Allah will be content with you, put barakah in you and your family. Think about the greatest bounty of Allah to you, which is hidayah and iman, and remember and look in everything with a wisdom from Allah in Allah creation. Elevate Allah in your heart, Allah elevate you dunya and akhirah. Remember the road and the highway of happiness in this life and hereafter. And in no another highway, only one way, is the way for Allah, the way with Allah. And after all this, go back again and see what you're thinking about it and what future you're thinking about it and what you want gain from it. And what you want succeed with it and for it. If all of the above you reach it by this woman, now, if everything for Allah, you are in a success road. And if nothing for Allah, astaghfirullah al-azim. And don't wait for anybody to reward you, only Allah. My dear brother in Islam and sister in Islam, I will share with you some of the thought of Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmatullahi alayhi. He said, Don't give the action and situation and incidents around you above what it deserves. And don't seek your status in the eye of the people, but seek the status of you in Akhirah. And seek the status of you inside your heart when you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, if you get to know yourself and what you're doing and correct your niyyah, no one will hurt you of what they say. And don't be worried about the dunya, because dunya for Allah. And don't worry about the rizq, because the rizq from Allah. And don't worry about the future, because the future in the hand of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained all of the above. Until you be content with Allah. And if you be content with Allah, Allah be content with you. And if Allah continue with you, He will take care about you. He will make you rich, dunya and akhirah. And don't ever despair of this life. It's not worth it to be crying for it. And don't worry about anything you lost in this life, because what an akhirah is much better for you. And remember, all the sadness can be left by only one sajda. And all the happiness can be reached by one da'wah to Allah. And remember, Allah will never forget your goodness. And whatever you do for other and to alleviate the suffering of other, Allah will never forget. And Allah will remember how many eyes as he cry, you make them be happy. And how many souls you make them happy by your helping them. Allah do not forget all of the above. Be generous and kind, even if nobody even think about you or give you any attention, because you are doing it for Allah. And if you're doing it for Allah, you always will be happy, because you're doing it for Allah and you're not waiting for the reward of anybody. Extend your hand with generosity and charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He extend His hand to you and protect you from calamity and more masiba. And you have to know, you need charity more than other people need it from you. Remember, you need charity more than the people you give it to them. You need charity more than the people they deserve it. Because this charity, the bounty from Allah over you of this charity is overwhelming. The smile even, and fulfilling the hunger or the need of a person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us for Allah, with Allah, sincerely to Allah. It is a journey. My dear brother and sister in Islam, it's a journey. It's a journey, it needs a lot of reflection. A lot of reflection. And you have to be with the right person, in the right hand, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or with a good book, with the right person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us sincerity and allow us to be for Allah, with Allah, toward Allah, content, happy, thankful with Allah, and have a trust and yaqeen and tawakkul ala Allah, and be busy for Allah. Allah will take care about us. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah barak and nur and qabool in everything I say and I do.